Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, your FibroDoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for this special edition of my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions later on this evening. Tonight's topic is fibromyalgia and fibro fog, and that is a condition that many of my patients complain about. Oftentimes they say that along with the pain and obviously the fatigue that goes with fibromyalgia, but the fog, they really complain about, and oftentimes they're led to believe that they may have some type of mental issue that's going on. And you know, there's a lot of ignorant doctors out there and a lot of ignorant people who will imply that fibromyalgia is an illness for those who are hypochondriacs or maybe those who are mentally depressed. And nothing can be further from the truth. And I'm going to share with you tonight some of the things that causes fibro fog and some of the things you can do to help reduce the fibro fog that you might be experiencing. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 26 years. For the last 19 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrated medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. I sold that practice several years ago, and I've been practicing solo ever since. For the last several years, my practice has evolved to where 95% of my practice is phone consults. I get to work with patients all throughout North America. I understand exactly what you're going through with fibromyalgia. Unlike a lot of doctors who treat fibromyalgia, I've specialized in it. And I know the frustration of not being able to get a clear thought out, not being able to finish a sentence, not being able to remember what you were talking about moments ago. And tonight we're really going to focus on the causes of fibro fog and more importantly, what are some of the things that you can do to help you get that mental clarity that maybe you've lost over the years since you've been battling fibromyalgia. Well, fibro fog is characterized by problems with recalling words and names and maybe movies that you've recently seen. Maybe you have trouble remembering places that you've been to. Certainly dates, remembering dates give you trouble, where you put certain things. And it affects your not only your long-term memory, things that you did in the past, but even your short-term memory, to where you're plagued with forgetfulness, inability to remember what you just read. Many of my patients report that their fibro fog is so bad, at least when we first start working together, that they haven't read a book in years because they just can't remember what they've read even four or five sentences previously. Oftentimes, with fibro fog, you're going to have problems with directional disorientation. It's not unusual. Patients who do come to see me will have trouble with directions getting to the clinic. So they may call two, three, four times trying to get directions to get to the clinic here in Birmingham, Alabama. And you've experienced that, I'm sure, where you have trouble getting directions or someone gives you directions and you're not able to really follow those directions very well. And forget multitasking. You really have no ability to pay attention to more than one thing at a time, because if you try to do more than one thing at a time, you really struggle with that. And balancing your checkbook or doing any type of arithmetic, adding numbers, simple math even, that gives you trouble because your brain's just not working like it should. Remembering telephone numbers or sequences or even transposing numbers, oftentimes you get those backwards or you mix those up, and you have trouble with remembering passwords, things that normally should be an easy thing for you to remember. For those with fibromyalgia, it's a struggle day in and day out for the simple little mental things that you should be able to do. For those with fibromyalgia, they have so many challenges with their mental clarity that they oftentimes forget what they say in mid-sentence. So they have to ask maybe a spouse or someone that they're talking to remind them what were they talking about. And this doesn't happen, once or twice in the conversation, but it can happen over and over and over again. And it's this inability to remember things, especially in mid-sentence. and I laugh. It's not funny, but in a way it is, that many of my patients who I interact with who do come to the clinic, about 5% of the patients who come to the clinic, their spouses usually come with them. They usually drive them and bring them to the clinic. And it's not unusual for the patient to forget the name of their spouse in the process of the interview. That happens all the time. They will turn to their spouse, and a lot of times I say, this is my better half of my brain. This is, you know, he or she helps me to be able to remember things that I can't remember, and that's why they're here today. And I know it's very, very frustrating. And a lot of times, again, as I mentioned earlier, doctors will sometimes imply that, you know, maybe you're just a little bit crazy. And that's nothing further from the truth. It's just that with such a wide variety of symptoms that you have, so many health problems, the poor sleep, the diffuse achy, sometimes debilitating muscle pain that you have, the fatigue where you find that some days it's hard to even get out of bed, the irritable bowel, the restless leg syndrome, a lot of you have migraine headaches, chemical sensitivities. You have all these things going on. It's no wonder you don't feel good. It's no wonder that you have challenges with your mental clarity. I mean, who wouldn't have problems being mentally alert if you go days and days, months and months, week, you know, without sleeping? Or many of you find that, you know, 2-3 hours a night is about the best you can do for sleep, and that's gonna take its toll, no doubt about it. Well, what causes fibromyalgia? That's what we need to address first of all. Well, there's several things that can cause or contribute to fibromyalgia. Stress is probably the main trigger of fibromyalgia and the catalyst for many diseases, including fibromyalgia. And I believe that stress and chronic HPA dysfunction, a dysfunction of your hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenals, this is your self-regulating glands that regulate the different mechanisms and systems of the body. And when your HPA axis starts to get under too much stress, you start to have different systems show up and have problems. So there's been several studies that demonstrate how chronic stress undermines the normal hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal function. And stress really is the catalyst for causing this disruption of the HPA axis. Now, what is this gland called the hypothalamus? What does it do? Well, the hypothalamus, it's a gland in your brain, and it regulates your blood pressure, your digestion, your skin temperature, your circadian rhythm, which is your sleep-wake cycle, your hunger, your sex drive, your body temperature, balance, heart rate, blood volume, if you sweat or perspire, your blood pressure constriction, so it regulates the pumping of your heart. It regulates your stress coping adrenal glands and the hormones. It regulates your thyroid, your metabolism, your energy. All these things are regulated by the hypothalamus. And when the hypothalamus gets under too much stress, now you start to have problems regulating these systems. So there's no wonder that with fibromyalgia, you've got all these different symptoms because you've got a problem with all these different systems. So you got a problem with your sleep-wake cycle. You got a problem with your pain threshold. You got a problem with your elimination and your bowel movements. You got a problem with regulating your body temperature. So you might be hot one day, cold the next. You got a problem with your metabolism. So you find you start to gain weight and you have no energy. And what we know is that with years of poor sleep, chronic pain, the poor health, this takes its toll and starts to bankrupt your stress coping chemicals that you have, like the hormones DHEA, cortisol, serotonin, dopamine, thyroid, melatonin, as well as chemicals that allow you to be able to handle stress, B vitamins, magnesium, central amino acids, these things that the body needs to help you have stress and resiliency to stress, and also allow you to be able for the brain to work like it's supposed to. What you need to realize is that the vitamins and minerals, essential fatty acids, the amino acids that you get in your diet, those are supposed to turn into certain hormones that help you regulate your mental clarity. When you eat protein, you get these things called amino acids that make up protein, and the proteins then turn into the happy hormone serotonin. And the higher your serotonin level, the more mental clarity you have. The higher your serotonin level, the higher your pain threshold, so you have less pain. The higher your serotonin level, the more likely you are to be able to regulate your bowel movements and not have a problem with IBS. And also, when you're eating protein, what should be happening, you should be getting the catecholamines. These are stimulating hormones like norepinephrine and dopamine, which give you drive, ambition, zip, mental clarity, mental energy. Unfortunately for many with fibromyalgia, they have genetic glitches to where they cannot convert certain amino acids into the hormones that they need to help regulate the body. The other thing is, if you're not getting deep restorative sleep on a consistent basis, which most people with fibromyalgia are not, you're going to find that you're going to deplete these chemicals. We're also, many patients are at a disadvantage because we're told that if you eat a balanced diet, you're going to get all the nutrients you need. Now, this is a mantra that has been advocated by some health experts, maybe even your doctor has told you this. But the individuals who continue to cling to this draconian idea must not have read the research and studies that have been written over the last 20, 30, 40 years. Because the standard American diet, the SAD diet, even if you do eat fruits and vegetables every day, which most people do not, is overloaded with toxic artificial chemicals. Modern processing methods remove 25 to 75% of the original nutrients. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration had a study not too long ago, and it analyzed over 234 foods over a two-year period. It found that the average American diet had less than 80% of the RDA of one and more of the following: calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, copper, and manganese. Now, the RDA, you need to realize, is the recommended disease allowance. It's just enough to keep you from getting beriberi or scurvy, but it doesn't really promote optimal wellness. If you really want optimal wellness, you're going to need to get high doses, but the right doses and combinations of vitamins, mineral, amino acids, essential fatty acids. The RDA is some 50, 60 years out of date. It's really not relevant in today's society with all the stress we have. You also need to realize that if you're low in these very vitamins, the U.S. Government found that most people are, that you're going to have problems with your mental clarity. So if you're low in B12, and I find that a lot of my patients are, you're going to have anxiety, depression, dementia, fatigue, fibrofog. If you're low in B1 or B6, you're going to find that you have a greater risk of anxiety, depression, fatigue, poor sleep, irritability. If you're low in B2, then anxiety, depression, poor sleep shows up, problems in mental clarity. If B5, you're low in that, that's your stress coping vitamin. B5 is pantothenic acid. Then you're going to see that you really have a lot of troubles with regulating your stress coping gland, the adrenal gland. So you have a lot of lethargy, just feel kind of washed up. You get up and goes, kind of got up and went, but you have this fatigue, depression. A lot of patients who are low that I work with are low in folic acid. When you're low in folic acid, you tend to have problems with mental clarity, mental energy, depression, and a lot of times have trouble with anxiety. 92% of those taking folic acid were able to cure their depression, compared to 70% taking antidepressants. That's a study that I quote in my Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia book. I quote that because what people don't realize is that vitamins and minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids are actually the building blocks that make our brain chemicals, make our thyroid hormones, make our stress coping hormones, the cortisol, DHEA, make our sex hormones, estradiol, progesterone. Without these vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids, you can't make these hormones. So your body's not going to work like it's supposed to. So when a doctor tells you that taking vitamins and minerals is a waste of time, it's expensive urine, he or she does not know what the heck they're talking about. If you go and look at the PubMed research on vitamin and mineral therapy, you'll see millions and millions of studies that actually show by using the right vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids in the right combinations at the right dose, you will see biological, physiological, chemical changes that increase a person's health, can actually cause corrections to biochemical deficiencies. In traditional medicine, basically what we're doing, we're recommending drugs to suppress symptoms. The problem with that, especially with fibromyalgia, is that if you're not careful, you're going to be on half a dozen drugs to a dozen drugs before you know it, because there's so many symptoms associated with fibromyalgia. The other problem with that is we know that the that taking certain prescription medications, you actually deplete your vitamins and minerals. So it creates this vicious cycle. Certain blood pressure medications actually decrease magnesium. Most everybody with fibromyalgia is low in magnesium. Magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer. When you get those restless leg syndrome symptoms in the middle of the night or even during the day, oftentimes it's because you're low in magnesium. If you're constipated, that's a sign you're low in magnesium. Magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer, so it relaxes your muscles, those tight, achy muscles that you have, those trigger points, but it also will relax your colon. So if you're constipated, increase your magnesium. If you're having problems with depression, magnesium is, along with certain B vitamins that I mentioned earlier, and the amino acid 5-HTP, is what makes serotonin. Magnesium is crucial for helping those with fibromyalgia feel better because, again, it's a natural muscle relaxer. It can help regulate your blood pressure, your energy. It does so many things. And what we see is that many patients are deficient in these vitamins because they just had never really thought that or never knew or they were told that they didn't need them. We know that if you're not getting enough of the essential fatty acids, the fish oils, the omega-3s, you increase your risk of poor mental clarity because these oils are what allow one brain cell to communicate with another brain cell. These long-chain fatty acids are very important for that. When you get low in these essential fatty acids, you're going to see that you're going to have problems with mental clarity issues. Amino acids, these are the things that make up a protein, like 5-HTP, which makes serotonin. L-phenylalanine and SAMe, S-acetylcysteine, and methionine make norepinephrine and dopamine. These are all your feel-good, thinking-good chemicals. You need these hormones, and they come from these amino acids. But as I mentioned earlier, a lot of times, patients that I work with, at least in the beginning, they're on half a dozen to a dozen drugs, and they're actually taking drugs that deplete the very vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids that they need. They actually can cause problems. So in the beginning, a lot of my patients may be taking statin medications, which deplete CoQ10. Now, CoQ10 is a spark plug of every cell. When you deplete CoQ10, you start having problems with muscular pain, leg pain, arm pain, extremity pain, muscle spasms, muscle tightness, fatigue because you're not getting the energy to the cell, to that muscular cell, so you start having a lot of problems with your energy. It can also cause problems with your nervous system. Within the first year of taking a statin medication, a cholesterol-lowering medication, 15% of those people who take that medication will develop some type of polyneuropathy, some type of nerve damage that can manifest itself as depression, suicidal tendencies, tingling or numbness or pain in the hands, the feet, the legs. Within 2 years, that goes up to 33%, and that's because you're depleting this essential nutrient called CoQ10. When you get low in CoQ10, it increases your risk of heart attack and stroke, congestive heart failure, high blood pressure. If you're taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, those actually deplete your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. They also deplete folic acid. If you're taking steroids, either short-term or long-term, prednisone, these things, then you're going to deplete magnesium and zinc. If you're taking antacids or proton pump inhibitors, Zantac, Prilosec, Nexium, these things, then you're going to deplete B12. Remember, B12 is needed for mental clarity. If you're taking estrogen medications, you're taking over-the-counter estrogen, either as a birth control or hormone replacement therapy, then that depletes B6, the omega-3s, magnesium, zinc. Diuretics deplete B6, magnesium. All these different medications, when you're depleting these vitamins or minerals, can lead to mental clarity issues. Then the common fibromyalgia drugs, Elavil, Trazodone, Klonopin, Ativan, Lyrica, Neurontin, Flexeril, Hydrocodone, Oxycontin, all of these medications can create vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid deficiencies and lead to mental clarity issues. So you need to be looking at your medications and number one, trying to find a doctor to work with who's going to do more than put you on another drug, because drugs alone are dead end for fibromyalgia. You can't drug your way out of fibromyalgia. The only way to overcome fibromyalgia, and you can, and that's heresy to a lot of people when they hear that, but all you have to do is go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and you'll see some 60, 70 testimonials. You'll hear their testimonies. You can read their transcripts or get my book, and you'll see that, yeah, you can overcome fibromyalgia. You can get your life back, but you're not going to do it with drugs, because the only way to feel good again and stay that way is you got to get healthy. And drugs don't make you healthy. That's not what they do. Drugs are designed to help suppress symptoms. Again, if you've got a dozen, you know, if you've got a dozen different symptoms, which is typical of fibromyalgia, you can't sleep, you have pain, may have IBS, restless leg syndrome, might have low moods, might have anxiety, no energy. I mean, before you know it, you're on all these medications, and you don't really feel that much better. Actually, you get sicker and sicker. One of the things you've got to do, along with looking at making sure you're getting the high doses, but the right doses, the combinations of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, which you can't get in your diet. You're going to have to take a good high-dose vitamin and mineral product. Of course, I'm biased to my CFS fibroform because I developed that years ago for the very reason that it's designed to do exactly what I need to do for my patients, which is to lay the foundation so they're getting all the nutrients they need to make the hormones, to increase their brain function and mental clarity, to help with their energy, to reduce their pain, to help with restless leg syndrome. But you need to be doing that. You're not going to get it through your diet. You're certainly not going to get it through the Centrum Silver. What I recommend to my patients is 500 times stronger than a Centrum Silver. You'd have to take 500 tablets of Centrum Silver to equal what I recommend for my patients. You just can't do it in a one-a-day vitamin. You can't do it. The second thing you got to do, as I just mentioned, you got to look at your drugs and you got to see, number one, is it even doing anything? Because oftentimes you're taking medications that aren't even working, actually making you worse. You need to find a doctor who will work with you, will help you to start weaning off these medications as he or she is helping you feel better. We'll talk more about that this evening. But you got to look at your medications, because I guarantee that many of you are taking medications that are actually making you worse. The third thing you got to do is you got to get deep restorative sleep. If you don't get deep restorative sleep, you're going to be plagued with fibro fog. It's just the way it is. Your brain needs to be able to turn off and rest. Your body needs to rest to be able to think clearly. So if you're not getting deep restorative sleep, you're definitely going to struggle with your mental clarity as well as your pain and your energy. We know that when you're not getting deep restorative sleep, you increase a certain hormone called substance P, which lowers your pain threshold, which means pain is magnified. The longer you struggle with your sleep and the longer you've had fibromyalgia, what you find is that your pain threshold goes down and down and down, which means that pain is now magnified. And in the beginning, maybe it's some achy muscle pain around your neck and shoulders. Then it got to where you have pain in your arms and maybe your mid-back. Now, if you've had this fibromyalgia for a number of years, you find that you can't even be hugged. You know, no one can hug you. If you're a female, putting on a tight blouse is uncomfortable. You know, putting the sheets over you at night, if they're tucked too tight, can be uncomfortable. Putting your feet down on the floor in the morning when you get up creates pain. And that's because you've got this low pain threshold. Now, one of the ways that you raise your pain threshold so you have less pain is by getting deep restorative sleep. When you're not getting deep restorative sleep, you're going to have a decrease in human growth hormone. Human growth hormone is supposed to be released in your body to help you repair muscle and other soft tissue as you go throughout the day. Every day, you know, our muscles are breaking down. But when we go into deep restorative sleep, that's the time that we should be making the repair process, repairing these muscles, and giving our body a chance to repair itself. If you're not getting deep restorative sleep, you're going to lower your metabolism. You're going to compromise your thyroid. So it's no wonder that people who don't get enough sleep oftentimes find they start gaining weight and have trouble with their metabolism. We know that research shows that if you're not getting deep restorative sleep on a consistent basis, that you increase your inflammatory chemicals by 40%. So deep restorative sleep is crucial for reversing or the problems with 505. What compounds this whole sleep issue, poor sleep issue, is that most patients are taking sleep medications to actually create more problems with 505. Like the tricyclic antidepressants like trazodone or Elavil, doxepin, those medications can cause confusion, fibrofog, anxiety. They deplete CoQ10. They actually deplete melatonin. They can make you feel kind of hungover the next day. They can affect your metabolism. Some patients are taking muscle relaxers like Flexeril, which can make you feel lethargic the next day, can give you fibrofog. Ambien and Anesta are notorious for causing you to have problems with mental clarity, confused thinking, problems in your balance, diffuse aching muscle pain. So sleep medications can cause the very things that we see in fibromyalgia, which is diffuse aching muscle pain, low energy, anxiety, depression, and certainly the fibrofog. Many patients are taking benzodiazepines. These are anti-anxiety medications like Ativan, Xanax, and Valium, Klonopin. These medications are definitely notorious for causing fibrofog symptoms, interfering with mental clarity, confusion issues. Number one side effect of these medications is they can cause depression and anxiety. They also can create fatigue, and they deplete your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. They also deplete CoQ10, so they can cause you problems again with fibrofog, confusion, as well as muscle weakness and pain. So different drugs can deplete the very vitamins or minerals that you need for you to be able to work like you're supposed to. NSAIDs deplete melatonin. Pain pills deplete certain chemicals that can cause anxiety, depression, thought disorder, beta blockers like Dindrol, Toprol, Norman. Those can create problems with mental clarity as well as fatigue and depression. So I can go on and on, but any of the medications that you're taking, I encourage you to work with somebody who can help you uncover what is the cause of your low energy. You see, fibromyalgia is just a name. It doesn't cause anything. Fibromyalgia is the name of a syndrome, a group of symptoms that people have in common that we call fibromyalgia. But fibromyalgia doesn't cause low energy. Fibromyalgia doesn't cause pain. Fibromyalgia doesn't cause poor sleep. Fibromyalgia doesn't cause anxiety, doesn't cause depression, doesn't cause restless leg syndrome. What you want to know is what are the causes of these symptoms, and then have, once you find that, now you have an opportunity to fix those things, and that's what I do with my patients. It's not about suppressing symptoms. It's about finding and fixing the causes and getting a person healthy so that they feel good again and they stay that way. If we look at the next thing you want to be conscious of is thyroid. Many of my patients are suffering with low thyroid, and they go to their doctor time and time again, and their doctor says that everything looks normal in their blood tests. The problem is that doctors are doing very basic blood tests, and so they miss these problems that patients have with their thyroid. And because of that, the patient has all the symptoms of low thyroid: confusion, brain fog, poor mental clarity, anxiety, depression, weight gain, high cholesterol, dry skin, constipation, all the hair loss, all these things that go with the slowed metabolism, but the doctor's just checking their TSH or maybe their T4, and they say that all that looks normal. The problem with that is there's all these other tests that need to be done, including reverse T3, especially if you're already taking thyroid medication. If you're taking thyroid medication, you keep going back, and they tell you, oh, everything looks good, but you're still doing terrible. And more than likely, the thyroid medication that you're taking is not converting into the active T3. And your doctor doesn't know that, and they'll tell you that. So you go back, every 6 months, they keep you on the same dose of thyroid. Your hair's still falling out. You have no energy, can't lose weight, depressed, feel miserable, no sex drive. It's all because they're doing basic testing. You need to work with a doctor who will do thorough testing to make sure that they find and fix where you're broken down. You need to work on your adrenal glands. So your adrenal glands are your stress coping glands. These are the glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and their job is to help you have stamina and resiliency to stress. They also allow you to have mental and physical energy. If you deplete cortisol and DHEA. Those are the two primary hormones for that are in the cortex anyway of the adrenal gland. If you deplete those, you're going to see that you don't have a lot of stamina and resilience in stress, so that when you get under stress, it causes that stress to be magnified, which causes you then to have more symptoms that you would see with your fibromyalgia. So it can cause you to, you know, if you have anxiety issues, to be more anxious. The fibro can cause you to have flares with the pain, with the low energy, with the IBS. So you need to have a concentrated effort to find and fix anything that's wrong with your adrenal glands. Most doctors, 98% of conventional doctors, are never going to check your cortisol levels. If they do, they may do a single standalone cortisol blood test in the morning, but then they don't look at what is going on the rest of the day. Most will not check your DHEA levels. I recommend you get those levels checked. Very important that you do, because, again, if they're low, if they're not working like they're supposed to, you're going to find that you're going to really suffer with low energy, both mentally and physically, and you're going to find that you're going to have a lot of flare-ups that you don't need to have. Because once you start fixing the adrenal glands, you'll see that you start to have more stamina and resiliency. You can actually get out of the house. You can actually go do things. You actually can cook dinner. You can actually go to your child's recital or ball game or your grandkids' school function without crashing. But you have to fix those adrenal glands first. If you don't, you're going to really be plagued to do that. So I recommend that you get your adrenal glands tested. I recommend you can get your blood levels of DHEA done. And you want to be at optimal. You want to be at optimal level. So DHEA levels should be, for a female, should be between 300 and 350. For a man, should be between 450 and 590. Now, a lot of people ask me about hormone replacement therapy, estrogen, and progesterone. I think it's best to treat upstream first. I find that when I'm working with my patients, I get them sleeping. That's the first thing. The second thing, after I do that, I start to work with them to wean them off medications they don't need. I get them on the CFS fibro formula, which is what I designed some 15 years ago, and I've tweaked over the years and changed it over the years to make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do for me and for my patients. But I put them on the CFS fibro formula, which lays the foundation to make sure that they're getting the right vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids that they need. Then I look at what's going on with their stress coping glands, the adrenal glands. Most all my patients have an issue with adrenal fatigue, which I go into great detail about in the book. And I start to put them on the right supplements to repair that adrenal fatigue. I'm also testing them to see what's going on with their thyroid. I'm going to make sure I don't miss somebody with a low thyroid. 70% of the patients I work with have a problem with their thyroid. Probably 60% of those were never properly diagnosed. The other 40% of that 70% are on the wrong medication and will never feel better on the medication they're on, or they're taking the wrong dose and they're never going to feel better. And so that's a huge opportunity to be able to help people, is to make sure to find and fix these deficiencies with the appropriate lab testing. Now, a lot of the material that I've shared with you tonight comes from my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. And I encourage you, if you've not read the book, I encourage you to do so, and you can get a copy at getfibrobooks.com. You can also get it at amazon.com. But I encourage you, if you've not read the book, get a copy of the book, because it's going to go in detail about how to get deep restorative sleep. It's going to go into detail about what the drugs that you may be taking, the potential pitfalls are of them, and what you need to do to see about getting off of those. It's going to go into detail about the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the essential fatty acids, why I can use those with my patients and not use drugs, and get the incredible successes that I get on a routine basis. So it's going to go into the detail about that and how to use those things. It's going to explain to you about adrenal fatigue and what you need to know about getting tested, and just as importantly, what you need to do to correct any adrenal fatigue issues that you have. It'll go into detail about the specific blood test that you need to be getting for your thyroid, so you get a thorough thyroid testing. You're checking for reverse T3, thyroid antibodies, T3 uptake, pre and total T3 and T4. You need to know those things because certain medications can deplete your thyroid function. If you're taking estrogen, hormone replacement therapy, or birth control, that can cause a problem with your T3 uptake, which means that your TSH looks normal, but your T3 is not being reuptake like it's supposed to. That's the active hormone. If it's not being reuptake, you never feel any better. Even if you're taking T4, Synthroid, Levothyroxine, you still don't feel any better. So you need to know what tests you need to be asking for and getting these tests from your doctor. And if you can't find a doctor who will do the testing, and a lot of times that's the problem, you need to get another doctor. I mean, it's just that simple. You don't need to be settling for a doctor who's not going to work with you and help you find and fix these underlying issues. You don't want to be covering up symptoms with medications. That only leads to more medications. Okay, so many of you are listening to this presentation thinking that, you know, that you need to do something different. I mean, obviously, if you're taking medications that create many of your problems, then you got to do something different, right? And many of you don't know where to start. And I realize this because it's complicated. So I talk about the only way to feel good again and to stay that way is you got to get healthy. And that sounds so simplistic. It does. Until you hear me talk tonight and start talking about the biochemistry, the physiology that goes with that. And then that makes it seem pretty complicated, and it can be. So, you know, you've got some options. You know, one option is, you know, it's not a good option, and that is to continue to work with the doctors you're working with now. You're going to get more of the same. And that's just not going to work. You can't drug your way out of fibromyalgia. It's just not going to happen. You know, you can, if you follow their advice, you can learn to live with it. Because that's what they tell people now. If you go to Mayo, they'll do a battery of tests. But then after they do all the tests, they say, yeah, you got fibromyalgia, nothing else is wrong. You got fibromyalgia, but you're going to have to learn to live with it. So what we'll do is we're going to put you in a class. And we're going to teach you how to learn to live with fibromyalgia. And that's what they do. And, you know, that's sad because if you're in your 30s or you're in your 40s or you're in your 50s and someone's telling you, well, yeah, you got this thing called fibromyalgia and you're just going to have to learn to live with it, that's really sad to think that that's all there is. And but that's kind of where we're at right now in medicine, is that they've come to this false conclusion since the drugs that they use, the Savella, the Grills, the Neurontin, the Gabapentin, the Cymbalta, the OxyContin. Now everybody's on pain medication because the other stuff didn't work. So now we're putting on people on more and more pain medication at an earlier and earlier age. What is going to happen to you if you start taking OxyContin when you're in your 40s? What are you going to do when you're in your 60s? There is a better way. And unfortunately, traditional medicine doesn't know anything differently. And they, because the medications don't work, they tell you you're just going to have to learn to live with it. I think that's very, very sad. Very, very sad. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, settling for a life of pain, low energy, poor sleep, irritable bowel, low moods. I mean, that's not living. You know, God didn't put us here to be that way. That's just not what it's about. It's not. But we've been sold a bill of goods that's all there is. And there's more. Fortunately, there's more. There's other options. Because settling is just existing. You know, is this going to be a good day? Is this going to be a bad day? Right? That's not living. You got to do something different. So, you know, you can, you know, another option is you can continue to shop around for doctors who may have the magic drug, the magic cure. You can shop around if you find one local. It's hard. I'll tell you, I've lectured to doctors for 20 years about fibromyalgia, and it's hard to find one that, number one, believes in fibro. I mean, sorry to say, but most still don't believe in fibromyalgia. Number two, that understands it. And more importantly, finally, that actually knows what to do to actually help you feel good again and stay that way. It's going to be hard. It's going to be like looking and trying to find a needle in a haystack. But you can keep looking, you know. You can, you know, and, you know, probably be, you can do that, but it's going to be frustrating, and you're probably going to waste a lot of time doing that. You can continue to search on the Internet, hoping to learn the right combination, the magical combination of vitamins and supplements and drugs and, you know, to feel better. I mean, you can take doTERRA oils and Plexus and all these things that come along that people tout as being the answer. And you can do that. And many of you are doing that. And you got a whole cupboard of supplements and drugs that you tried over the years that didn't work. The Internet is flooded with information, including the, you know, doom and gloom support groups about what you should or shouldn't do for your fibromyalgia. And most of it is worthless. It's a waste of time and money, and you're going to be disappointed. So, you know, I caution you to not go down that road, because before you know it, you're trying to treat leaky gut with the leaky gut formula, and you're taking a B-complex, and you're taking something for your thyroid support formula. Who knows even what it does, what's in it. You're just not going to get very far. And you can try to do it on your own, and many do, because many come to the conclusion, the rightful conclusion, that conventional medicine, at least alone, is not going to help you feel tremendously better. They're certainly not going to drastically reduce your symptoms of fibromyalgia. They're not going to halt the progression of fibromyalgia. And so many people try to do it on their own, and they'll try various combinations of drugs and supplements, but most fail. And most will fail unless you have an expert coach, somebody that can guide you along the way to help you navigate these stormy waters that you're going to get into when you're trying to do it on your own. So, you know, another option would be to read my book. Again, available on getfibrobooks.com or amazon.com. But you can read the book, and in there, the protocols are in there. At least you got some kind of guide rather than, oh, I'll try a little bit of this that I read about, or someone suggested this on a support group site, or I heard this was supposed to be pretty good. For goodness sake, at least take the 20 years that I put into that book and at least let that be your guideline. And if you want to try to do it on your own, do it on your own. I mean, you know, that's much better than trying to wing it by listening to your Aunt Betty, who had success with rubbing buttermilk on her feet to help with restless leg syndrome. I mean, I hear the craziest things. Now, I'm open-minded. If I knew about a shaman that could beat on a drum and could help you sleep through the night and it worked, I would tell you to do it. But most of the stuff that's out there is worthless. If you want to get the life-changing results like the patient success stories that are on my site and that are in my book, then you need to work with me personally. That's the only way it can happen. If you want to really feel good again, and more importantly, you want to feel good again and you want to stay that way, then you got to have somebody that can help you find out where you're broken down and that can coach you on what you got to do and how to do it to get healthy and stay that way. My patients who work with me, the success stories, they don't just feel good. Yeah, they feel good, but they get healthy, so they stay that way for years to come. Many of my patients, when they first started working with me, you can see their stories or listen to their stories. Many of them were bedridden. They couldn't get out of bed, some for years before they started working with me. But not only did they feel better, I mean, if they felt better, that would be worth something to toot your horn about. But not only did they felt better, they were able to get their life back. Some were able to go back to work. Some were able to now start to vacation again and hike, go hiking again for the first time in 10 years. And they do that routinely. Heather in Nova Scotia, 71 years young, was able to finally get out of the house again and garden, in her garden. So it can be done, but it's going to take work to do that. And the first thing that you need to do if you want that success is you have to set up a phone consult. And, you know, you're going to spend money one way or the other. You're going to spend money getting sicker and sicker, taking drugs, going to doctor visits, spending copays, deductibles, and then paying more money as you get sicker and sicker for other illnesses. Or you're going to spend money on maybe worthless plexus or multi-level marketing things that come along. You're going to spend, you know, and your cupboard's going to get even more full of supplements and things. You're going to spend it one way or the other. Or you can invest it in getting healthy. And the investment for me is $129 phone consult. If you give me 30 to 45 minutes of your time, I'm going to be able to tell you, number one, can I help you or not? If I can't, then I'm going to help you get to the right person. If I can't help you, I'm going to tell you, this is what's going on. This is what's wrong. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And here are your options for doing it. And you can choose your options. But within 30 to 45 minutes of me looking over your past labs and then spending that one-on-one time with you by phone, I'll be able to take all the guesswork out of can you be helped and what do you need to do to get help. You can spend hours and hours researching on the Internet. You can spend hours and hours and days going to different doctors. But the quickest way to get your life back or get on the right track is to schedule a phone consult with me. It's that simple. Within 30 to 45 minutes, you know, I review your questionnaire with you. I've already looked at your labs before I get on the phone call with you. I'll explain your lab work to you because no doctor ever does that. I'll explain what additional lab work you need or why I interpret it differently. You'll know more in that 30, 45 minutes than you probably would ever know in 10 to 15 years trying to figure it out on your own. You'll know that. Now, who's this not for? Well, if $129, because insurance does not pay for my consults, if $129 new patient phone consult is going to be a financial hardship, then don't do it. I don't want you to be under that stress. You don't need any more stress. Get the book. You can get the book for $14.95 on Amazon and do what you can with those protocols. For others of you, though, I guarantee you're spending that much in supplements and doctor visits and copays and all these other things on a monthly basis, I'm sure, if not more, probably much more. And that $129 investment will pay dividends to you in the years to come. Now, I encourage you to go to FibroConsults.com to learn more about the new patient consult. FibroConsults.com or call the clinic. If you got questions, we love to help patients. We'll help you any way we can, and we love to answer questions. We love to be helpful. And you can call the clinic at 205-879-2383. But if you want the quickest route to feeling good again, and more importantly, to stay that way, actually get your life back where you can do something again instead of be housebound, then go to FibroConsults.com, fill that paperwork out. Once we get that paperwork, we'll call you to set up a consultation, and then you and I will get a chance to meet. I'll be able to, again, be able to, within 30 to 45 minutes of interacting with you and looking at your labs, I'll be able to tell you what you need to do. It really is that simple. So FibroConsults.com. You can learn more about the success stories and watch free videos. There's a lot of resources, free resources, at yourfibrodoctor.com. So I encourage you to check that out as well. Now, what I'd like to do while we've got a little bit of time left, I want to take your questions. So if you've got a question, I would love the opportunity to answer your question, or at least attempt to answer your question and help you any way I can. And what you'll need to do is you'll need to hit *6. That will bring you onto the line live. That will unmute you. And what you'll need to do is to state your name so I'll be able to interact with you by first name basis. So if we have more than one caller trying to ask a question, I'll be able to call you out individually. But you'll need to hit *6 and *6, and that'll bring you on the call live. So I'll wait here just a minute. We'll see if we got any questions this evening.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. This is Dr. Murphy. Who am I talking to?
This is Donnie Gordon calling you from Israel, where it's 10 minutes to 3 in the morning.
Bless your heart.
Do you hear me?
Okay. I can. You're a night owl. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not a night owl. I'm completely sleep deprived. I have been
for the past. I understand
that. Oh. Okay. I wanted just to ask you, I'm trying to get somebody to get in touch with you, and I just wanted to know whether it would be okay if I would assume that the answer is yes, but I don't want to do anything without your permission to give them the contact information for a conference call.
Absolutely. So I do work with patients overseas. It definitely is much more challenging, but I'm open to doing that. I did a lot of that. In the years past, I've cut back on that, but I'm certainly open to it if it's the right patient. I sure am.
Well, I once asked you about costochondritis the last time I was on a conference call with you, and you told me that costochondritis, which is already a very painful condition, is made even worse by the low threshold for pain. And
exactly.
I've been suffering. It's almost 3 years that I'm suffering from the costochondritis, and it drives you mad.
Yeah. One thing I'd recommend for that, I mean, there's several things you do biochemically. You can raise your serotonin level. Talk about that in the book. But the other thing, hands-on therapy, you got to be careful who you use. But if you found someone who does myofascial release, which is a specific form of massage, I have a whole chapter about it in my book. If you can find somebody who does myofascial release, a lot of times that can give you great relief, lasting relief even, from costochondritis.
Okay, let me write that down. Hold on one. Myofascial release.
Release.
Interesting.
Yeah, and those practitioners are trained by John Barnes, who's a friend of mine. I did training with him years and years ago, but even though I don't do myofascial release, but he's trained thousands and thousands of clinicians around the world, so they're all over. They're all over.
Would he know whether you have anyone who does it in Israel?
Yeah. So what you would do is go to and look in my. You might not have my book, but for those of you who have my book, there's a chapter there on massage, and you'll see there's a reference for John Barnes. But
John.
Look in the John Barnes, but it's myofascial. Let me spell it out for you. It's
M-Y-O-F-A-C-I-A-I-L. I-A-L.
Right, myofascial, release.
Right.
Myofascial release.
Joel.
And it'll be, if you Google that, John Barnes' name and his site will come up. And then on there, there'll be a search bar to find a practitioner in your area.
Mm-hmm. Is that B-A-R-N-E-S or B-A-R-N-S?
B-A-R-N-E-S, John Barnes.
Okay, very good. That's great. Hopefully I'll find somebody. Okay, I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
What else did I want to ask you? I never heard from your office. I don't know, for some reason there was a problem with scheduling me, and then it was supposed to be through a group, and I never heard from anybody. I mean, I heard once, and they told me they would be getting me information, but never did. So if you have an opportunity, I can call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might want to follow up on that. Yeah, I'm not sure, but you certainly can call them and see. Again, the overseas issue can be a little bit of a challenge, but if it's the right patient, I certainly will do that while I work with them.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, thanks. So if you got a question, you'll hit star 6, you're welcome. If you'll hit star 6, then I'll bring you on the line, and we got a little bit of time left. I'm happy to take your questions this evening. So again, if you're talking into your phone, it's because you're still muted. So you'll need to hit *6, and I'll wait here just a second. Please feel free if you got a question to interrupt me. But just to kind of wrap things up, I think it's obviously a very trying time to have fibromyalgia. I've never seen it as bad as it is now, because it used to be years ago, I would. I was able to interact with folks, and years ago when I started treating fibromyalgia, 19 years ago, we didn't know much about it. I was, guilty of that as well. And so I set out on a quest to learn as much as I could about fibromyalgia and started having success with it. But back then, most doctors thought, well, we're going to find a cure for fibromyalgia. We're going to get them on a certain drug, and that's all it's going to be. And so it led to, Lyrica and Savella and Cymbalta and these other medications that we thought, because the drug studies were showing promise that they were going to be helpful, that doctors were optimistic that we could get them. Now we finally have an FDA-approved medication for fibro, and it's going to be helpful. And, we're going to be able to pacify these patients to keep coming back to our clinic every couple of months saying they're getting worse. Unfortunately, though, those medications didn't work, at least not long-term. And patients actually saw they were worse, oftentimes on Lyrica and Neurontin, and they didn't see long-term benefits of being on an antidepressant. And the doctors then saw this and realized that these medications had failed fibromyalgia. And they realized now only thing they could do was what they had been doing, which is to continue to put them on different drugs to manage the different symptoms. So something to help them go to sleep, something to wake them up, something for pain, something to calm them down, something to speed them up. And they did that for a while, and they're still doing that, but they realize they have nothing for fibromyalgia. And that becomes very defeating for the doctor. If you keep going back to the doctor time and time again, and they've already got you on 6 drugs, what in the heck are they going to do to you next? So then they start putting you on pain medications, or they refer you to a pain doctor. The problem with that is that pain medications, at least long-term, they quit working. You have to take more and more of the pain medications. You build up tolerance to them, and you have to take more of the medications or stronger medications. And eventually, that quits working. So if you're on these medications for years and years, it's not a very rosy picture looking in the future. And to complicate that, now we have all these people who are abusing pain medications, and that's not somebody with fibromyalgia, because get fibromyalgia, you don't take pain medications to get a buzz. You take pain medication to actually help you with the pain. Again, though, fibromyalgia is not due to a drug deficiency. It's not due to a pain deficiency. It's due to the body's self-regulating mechanisms to regulate itself that you get problems with the ability to regulate your pain. The only way to fix that is to find and fix where that breakdown is. You can take pain medications to cover up the symptom, which all it is a warning sign that something's wrong. But again, eventually there's going to be a problem. And again, to complicate things, now because we have all these people who are dying of overdoses of pain medications, or now they can't get pain medications, so they switch to heroin, which is cheaper, and having overdoses. Now the FDA is cracking down on doctors who prescribe pain medication. So it's getting harder and harder to get these medications. And many fibro patients feel like, they go into to the doctor's office and they're treated like a drug addict, and even though they're not. So it's very, very demeaning. And, there's such doom and gloom out there now that most people will tell you that once you have fibromyalgia, you just have to learn to live with it. You're never going to get better. In fact, you're going to get worse. And I don't think that's true. And in fact, I've proven it's not true, because I've got success story after success story after success story of patients who've been able to get their life back. And I encourage you not to buy into that, settle with it. And so if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then I encourage you to invest the 30 or 45 minutes with me and do a phone consult and see if, number one, can I help you? If I can, I'm going to find somebody that can help you or try to. And two, if I can't help you, okay, what does that mean? What do you need to do to feel good again and get your life back? And you can literally, it's as easy as a new patient phone consult, which you can fill out the new patient phone consultation questionnaire this evening. You can do that at fibroconsults.com, and within a day or so, my staff will call you, and within a short period of time, we'll have you on my schedule. I appreciate you tuning in this evening. I look forward to a future teleconference. I'll be doing these periodically, and so look for information about that on my Facebook fan page, or if you are getting my blog, then it'll be in the blog. Again, if you got any questions, my staff, they love to help, and you can call them at 205-879-2383. Thanks for joining me tonight.